Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. All right. We need no introduction because I am speaking directly to the actual best fans of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. This is a prime time premium podcast coming right at you. Rough, rugged, and raw, commercial free, uninterrupted, in prime time. Listen, I feel like I'm speaking to my fucking family here. You know what it is. You're primetime premium I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast subscribers. So let's just jump right the fuck into it. There are new premium primetime subscribers. So I'll say this. This is the closest we have to a live podcast. We record it. We put it out ASAP. I am recording this today, January 9th, 2019. So many different things to talk about. But the thing that's on the tip of my tongue right now, and I'm going to jump all over the place. We have sick fucks. On the last episode, I said we were going to do sick fucks. We didn't do sick fucks. And I have to say, I am overwhelmed, completely overwhelmed with the amount of sick fucks you sick fucks are sending me. And I want it. Don't stop. I'm not judging. But 2019 is some sort of breakthrough year for sick fucks. And I'm going to be honest. It takes a toll on my psyche. It takes a toll on my soul. Okay? It takes a toll on all of us. It takes a toll on Miles and Jordan. Okay? And I'm sure for the fans out there that are digging in the crates to find these sick fucks, it takes a toll on you. But we are in this together. We are in this together. We are going to get into some super duper sick fucks in this primetime premium podcast. But last night, Klay Thompson did something that was so crazy. Again, that sort of, it's not being discussed. It's being brought up on social media, but it should have been the headline sports thing of the day. It should have been the headline sports story of the day. Last night, The Golden State Warriors played my New York Knicks in Golden State. Golden State won the game like, I don't know, it was like 98-122. The first three quarters were close, and then Golden State going to do what Golden State does. I didn't watch the last 8 minutes of the game. I was actually, I went back and watched the first episode of The Bachelor. I don't want to get sidetracked. Klay Thompson scored 43 points, and he only dribbled the ball four times on his possessions of scoring 43 points. The man scored 43 points, dribbling the ball only four times. Now, I don't know if people could really grasp, and I'm not trying to talk down, but think about that. James Harden, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, 99.9% of the time when they score a basket, Russell Westbrook, Kyrie Irving, most players, even LeBron, he tweeted about this. He posted something about this. Most of the time when a player scores a basket, whether they're taking you to the hoop or they're dribble, 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 and then shoot, they dribble the ball at least four times. He scored 43 points. He only dribbled the fucking ball four times. He shot 18 for 29. Seven three-pointers. He did this before by scoring 60 points with 11 rebounds. This is mainstream headline news, but for some fucking reason, this gets overlooked. I don't understand it. I don't understand how this is not like sort of spotlighted as the sports accomplishment definitely of last night and certainly the sports accomplishment of the day. And Klay Thompson is so under the radar, so low key, we barely ever hear him speak. I have a sneaky suspicion he's a true blue, I mean, low key stealth bombing stick man. That's sort of the word on the street, but he's so under the radar, a la Matt Dillon in the 80s and 90s. Matt Dillon put it down in the 80s and 90s, and he did it all below the radar. But we're not here to talk about Matty D, and we're not here to talk about whether or not Klay Thompson is a stick man. We're witnessing greatness every night in the NBA. Kyrie, Kevin Durant, Steph, James Harden, LeBron, Donovan Mitchell, Giannis Antetokounmpo, fucking Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, all these guys. And what Klay Thompson does and what he did last night, it rarely gets mentioned. And we need to appreciate the greatness that is Klay Thompson. We need to appreciate the greatness that is the Golden State Warriors. A lot of people could say, oh, they're bandwagon this. Oh, they're bandwagon. Let's appreciate it the same way we should appreciate the fucking Patriots while they're doing their thing. The same way we should appreciate LeBron James while he's doing his thing. Because these guys are not going to be around forever. If you want to be mad at the Golden State Warriors' greatness, be mad at the Sacramento Kings for drafting Tyreke Evans instead of Steph Curry. Be mad at the Minnesota Timberwolves for drafting Ricky Rubio instead of Steph Curry. And then be mad for the Minnesota Timberwolves following that draft by drafting Johnny Flynn instead of Steph Curry in the same draft. This all happened in the same draft. Do not be mad at the Warriors' greatness. We are witnessing fucking greatness, okay? That was the 2009 draft. Blake Griffin was number one. You know who was number two? Hasheem Thabeet. Remember that fucking guy from Connecticut? He was the number two pick. Be mad at the Grizzlies for making that fucking pick instead of Steph Curry, okay? Be mad in 2011 that the number two pick from Arizona was Derek fucking Williams instead of Klay Thompson. Be mad that the number six pick in the 2011 draft was Washington Wizards picking Jan Veasley from fucking the Czech Republic. Don't be mad at the fucking Warriors. Yes, I would love to see these guys play for the Knicks. I'm not a Golden State Warriors dick rider.
We know how I feel about the Golden State Warriors. I love them. I fuck with them. But we can't sit here and shit on this team for being great. Enjoy it while it's here, because if they win a championship this year, I truly believe this is going to be the end. Kevin Durant will leave the Golden State Warriors if they win a championship. And the boogeyman is coming. Boogie Cousins is coming on January 18th. That is the game he's supposed to start playing for the Golden State Warriors this year. January 18th is 11 fucking days away. He's coming. Be mad at the rest of the NBA for not signing Boogie Cousins. Do not be mad at Steve Kerr. Do not be mad at the Golden State Warriors. Appreciate this shit while it's happening in front of us, because the fucking revolution is being televised every single night in the NBA. I just want to say one other thing. Tristan Thompson was drafted number 4, the same draft that Klay Thompson was drafted number 11. You do the fucking math. Okay, would you rather? Now listen, Tristan Thompson was very instrumental in them winning their championship, blah, 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 blah. But I don't think Tristan Thompson will be in the fucking Hall of Fame. And Klay Thompson's already, he could stop playing tomorrow and he will be in the Hall of Fame. Be mad at the fucking Cleveland Cavaliers also. Appreciate it while it's going down. I am Rappaport Podcast. So, Bryan Cranston and Kevin Hart have a movie coming out. Bryan Cranston plays a wheelchair-bound guy. He's in a wheelchair. It's based on a true story. The movie's called The Upside. Kevin Hart plays his guy who takes care of him because he's in a wheelchair. He's a rich guy, blah, blah. I haven't seen the movie. This is my instinct, but I have the instinct... Because a movie like this with a Bryan Cranston and a Kevin Hart, rest assured they thought this was going to be an Academy Award film, and it's coming out this week, which means it didn't... The point is, a lot of times when movies come out in January, 99.9% of the time, they're not as good as they thought they were going to be. Because Bryan Cranston's the kind of actor, if he does really well in the film, that you can consider him for a Best Actor nomination. And Kevin Hart, I'm sure it's a different part. It's more dramatic. I'm sure he thought, oh, this could be an Academy Award nomination. Whatever. There are people that have been up Bryan Cranston's ass. And Bryan Cranston has had to defend himself for playing a quadriplegic. People are saying, why? This is real. You can look this shit up. People are saying, why didn't they get a real disabled actor to play the part? And Bryan Cranston, who I've never met, who has the reputation in Hollywood for being a really, really, really nice guy, he's apologized about this. He's apologized and defended himself. And he said, and I quote, and you know I don't like fact-checking, we live in a world of criticism. If we're willing to get up and try something, we also have to be willing to take criticism. We're very aware of the need to expand opportunities for people with disabilities. Don't do it, Bryan Cranston. Do not explain yourself. You're an actor. You're a star. This is a fucking business. It's show business. It should be called business show. You don't have to explain yourself for why you got the part to play the guy who stars in the movie as the quadriplegic. First of all, it's acting. It's not a documentary. Second of all, no one complained when you played a science teacher who had cancer who became a meth dealer. Should they have gotten a real science teacher? Should they have gotten a real actor who had cancer? Or should they have gotten a real actor who was an actual meth dealer? This is unfucking believable. If I was Bryan Cranston, I'd be like, suck my fucking dick. I'm that dude. I'm Walter White. I've been busting my ass in this business for 40 fucking years. I'm the best man for the part. I'm a star. I kicked ass on Breaking Bad. Suck my fucking dick. I'm not explaining shit. I mean, this is acting. This is make-believe. When they do, they're coming out with Mary Poppins. What do you do then? Well, what do you do then? When they do Deep Blue Sea or when they do Jaws, fuck it. We need real sharks. This is no longer acting. We need real sharks. There's going to be people that are upset that they're not using real sharks. There are healthy sharks out there in the ocean. We need to get real sharks. Get the fuck out of here with this nonsense. When there's a movie about Afghanistan or Iraq, should we get real soldiers to play Mark Wahlberg's part? I mean, at what point does it stop? Give me a fucking break. Some people were saying, well, you know, sometimes they give disabled actors parts. Great. When they're the best person for the job, they'll be the best person for the job. Denzel Washington, he played Hurricane, a boxer in the movie Hurricane. Fuck it. We need to get real boxers when there's boxing parts. Get the fuck out of here with this. This is like an actual thing that Bryan Cranston actually had to acknowledge. This is ridiculous. This is insane. This is acting. This is make-believe. This is what this guy does. He's the best for the job. He's qualified. He's a star. You can't just put anybody in the part of the star of a movie. People want to come see Bryan Cranston because he has a long legacy of work. People love him from Breaking Bad. People love him from his other parts. Show business. Business show. Don't explain shit. This conversation is ridiculous, and he's too nice. I would have told people to kiss my fucking ass. Now, last night, Dick Stain Donald Trump spoke live from the Oval Office, and we don't even need to go down that road, because Dick Stain, you know how I feel about Dick Stain. You know what I want to talk about tonight? Chucky Schumer and Nancy Pelosi were worse than Dick Stain Donald Trump. I'll say it. Listen, I'm not one of these fucking people that are ride or die for these freaks. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi looked like they had all the blood sucked out of them. They looked like they never spoke in public before. They looked like they were scared to death. They looked shook on the yard. They looked crazy. They literally looked like they were like they were both going to shit themselves, and they were afraid to shit themselves on live TV. Chuck Schumer looked like, yo, he looked, I don't know where he came from. Where did he just come from? Was it past his bedtime? I know it was like, I don't know, 9:30, 10 o'clock Eastern time. Is that way past your bedtime? Nancy Pelosi was Botoxed out of her fucking mind. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are the new Sid and Nancy. They looked strong the fuck out. And I'm a Democrat. Okay? I vote for these fucking people. Dick Stain looked crazy. And Chuck and Nancy looked crazier. They went out of their way to find, to have their say after Trump spoke. And this is just ridiculous. You think you scored points, Chuck and Nancy? You actually think that you look good? You look crazy on the yard. You look totally fucking uncomfortable, and you look like you both needed to take a fucking nap. It looked like you crawled out of bed and you never spoke in public before. It was a shit show from all three of them, Dick Stain and Chuck and Nancy. Stop. They should just hire actors to go up there and talk for them. Like, get Siri. Let Siri speak for you, like the iPhone thing or Alexa. Because these people, they're just, there's nothing soothing. There's nothing, you can't relate to them. I don't care what side of the politics you're on, you just can't relate to any of them. They all three of them look fucking gonzo. Miles, play a little bit of that Quasimodo, Discipline 99. The record of the day. I haven't done this recently, and I might have mentioned this record before throughout the years of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, but I always come back to it. It's one of my favorite hip-hop records ever. The samples, the humor, the weed, by Madlib, aka Quasimodo. If you never heard the record, The Unseen by Quasimodo, download it, buy it, do whatever the fuck you do to get your music. Listen to it all the way through. It's one of the last great true blue digging in the crate boom bap records by Madlib, the very, very, very accomplished producer who is playing the character of Quasimodo. It's just bugged out. It's got a great sense of humor, and the samples and the musicality are just bar none. I mean, this record is just, it's just fun, it's dope, it's funky, it's jazzy, it's soulful, and it's true blue hip-hop, and I've been rocking it all day today. So if you've never heard The Unseen by Quasimodo, but you should fuck with that record. It's dope. It's just I can't say enough about that record, Quasimodo, The Unseen.
It's Lord Quaz with the pack up on it.
Got a crew up in the bay that's always dropping components. When you're stuck at Highway 1, you jump the gun and try to get the massive pill.
Why you making for your
hell? LPs, that's the MC to raise the roof. It's not a promo, so where's the photo of Quasimodo? He's lurking in the back, ready to attack wack and seize with peanut butter. Who drops the beats to make you stutter?
So I went back to the doctor today to get another extensive EKG. It's not even called an EKG because it was more extensive. Since my fainting, which was a week ago, which I gotta be totally honest with you, that shit freaked me out. Scared the shit out of me. And obviously, like I said a few times already on the podcast since then, I'm good. I'm fine. I had a mild concussion. Somebody on Twitter said something that I might be concussed still because my comments about Klay Thompson's 43 points with four dribbles. In my opinion, that's as incredible as Kobe Bryant's 83 points in one game. I don't know who the dude was, but he said, you might be still concussed, Duke. I'm good. I like the sense of humor, but I'm good. But just so you guys know, I am good. I feel fine. I've went back to the doctor twice. I got another EKG on my heart, on my arteries that go to the through my neck to get the circulation to my head. Anyway, I'm doing every single thing I can to ensure that I'm healthy. I know a few people have reached out to double check on me. It means the world to me. If something ever did happen to me, we will keep the shit coming. Okay, the young shooter Dean Collins has the rights to work my Instagram account. Miles and Jordan, the Dust Brothers, will keep the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. Obviously, we'd be done, but we'd keep it alive for the people, even in increments, and I will be coming back from the dead to talk shit somehow, some way, because we have outtakes, we have stuff that's never been seen, never been used, and I'm sure people can cut, chop, and edit my voice to make the shit talking stay alive. But I'm not planning on going. I'm 48 years old. I mean, why I'm talking this way? The reason why I'm talking this way, because when you faint and you land on your fucking head, it makes you think about these things. Because that shit was, I'm just be honest, it was scary. But that being said, I'm fine. And I'm just sharing with you that health is everything. It's more important than any single thing that we all concern ourselves about every single day. Obviously, we all want money in our pockets. We want our family taken care of, our bills paid. I get all that as well. But you can't do any of that if you are fucked up in the game, okay? And I'm just ensuring you that I am doing my very best to keep myself from being physically fucked up in the game.
I Am Rappaport Podcast.
Yes, you hear the drums. That is the sick fuck of the week theme song, and there have been so many. Like I said, we are being inundated. There's like a cavalry of sick fucks that have been. We're at January 9th, and truth be told, there are holdovers from 2018 that I didn't even get to. Okay, but today, right now, Sick Fuck of the Week. You know what it is. A Sick Fuck of the Week is a, not just for anybody, it's an award that is earned, not given. It's an award that is earned, not given. It goes out to a certain somebody with a, what did the French say? A certain je ne sais quoi. The first sick fuck of the week on this primetime premium podcast. And sometimes I say premium primetime podcast. Sometimes I say podcast for premium subscribers in primetime. But it all equals up to PPP. This guy will definitely be in the race for sick fuck of the year. I knew it when I heard about it. An Arkansas policeman, a deputy, was called in for a dispute at a home. I don't even know what the dispute was. The whole thing's caught on video. A small dog. We ain't talking about a pit bull. We ain't even talking about like a wheezy-sized dog, my dog. We're talking about like a small dog, probably 30 pounds. Wasn't going even at him. Wasn't attacking him. Was just barking in the vicinity, 5 feet away. There was no situation. The whole thing is caught on video. In Faulkner County, the sheriff, this piece of shit, this sick fuck, for no reason, there was nothing to be afraid of. There was no incident. The dog wasn't even going near him. Shot this beautiful little dog. The dog's name is Reese's. Somehow, some way, this dog lived. I don't know how the dog lived. The sheriff has been fired. He's a piece of shit. He is a piece of shit. His name is Keenan Wallace. Again, the whole thing is caught on video. If you don't believe me, look it up. This guy will definitely... I hate to play favorites, if I could use that term, but there's no doubt in my mind that this guy will make it to the top 10 of 2019. And I know that's lofty thinking, considering we're barely out of week one of 2019. But I don't see how this guy will be forgotten or forgiven. So that is the first sick fuck of the week. This policeman, this sick fuck, who's no longer a policeman because he got fired. Keenan Wallace. Good, you pig. I hope you have to move. The dog, again, is fine. There was a GoFundMe set up. It's a chihuahua. A fucking chihuahua. You shot a chihuahua. You're a scumbag. You're a sick fuck. Number two, in Chicago, a man threw not one, but two dogs off his balcony, killing one of them. He was in an argument with his girlfriend or his wife. Yeah, her wife, his wife. And he said, and I quote, "You love these dogs more than you love me. I'm going to kill these fucking dogs." And he threw them both off a balcony. One of the dogs somehow survived. The other dog died. This piece of shit in Chicago has been arrested right there in downtown Chicago. The guy's name is Gerald with a J, Jezeki. Or Jezeki, some shit like that. J-E-S-K-E. Lock him up. Lock this motherfucker up. You threw two dogs off a balcony, you pig. You are also a sick fuck. We had a lot of requests for this guy. A lot of requests. This guy, this is one of the ones that, I mean, it was too good to be true, but in Salinas, California, a man who police have finally caught this guy for some reason had to be on those good, true blue gray skies. Might have been on that bath salt, although bath salt is more of a Florida thing. 33-year-old man, Roberto Arroyo, went to an apartment complex for some reason. You have to be on that good shit to do this. He sat outside these people's doorbell. They had one of these surveillance cameras and licked the doorbell, licked the dinger. You know, you're buzzing in the buzzer for 3 hours. 3 fucking hours. Now, technically, this sick fuck didn't harm anybody. He didn't harm anyone, but there were kids home, and if he could lick a doorbell for three hours, who knows what else he's capable of, as far as I'm concerned. As far as I'm concerned, what are you doing, Duke? Why the fuck you licking the doorbell? Why the fuck you licking the doorbell for 3 hours, you sick fuck? At least put him in the tank. Detox him. Let's find out what he's on and get him off at ASAP. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the ASPCA, the Animal Care and Control Team in Philadelphia, was notified that a pot-belly pig was bound and beheaded and left on the side of the road in Philadelphia. He was left inside a dog crate. The person who left it there is on the lam. There is a pig killer in Philadelphia. Apparently, this isn't the first time this has happened. It wasn't skinned. It wasn't parts. It wasn't like someone was eating it. This is a vicious, sick Listen, I ain't no vegetarian, okay? I ain't no vegetarian. I don't want to get in the whole conversation with you ain't no vegetarian. You love pigs. Why do you eat them? My man, we're not having that conversation now. We're not having that motherfucking conversation now, okay? I'm going to eat that bacon. Okay, I had such a great cheeseburger for lunch today. It was fantastic. It was fantastic, okay? But I ain't killing no pigs, putting them in dog crates, and leaving them on the side of the road. That's a sick fuck. Catch this person. This isn't the first time this person has done this kind of vicious, heinous crime. Lock them up. In Vegas, there is a manhunt for, I have to be honest, a very attractive sick fuck. She doesn't look like your normal sick fuck. A 21-year-old woman was caught on videotape running out of a nail salon after skipping out on her manicure bill. The woman in the nail salon tried to stop her, and this sick fuck, who apparently goes by the name of Crystal Whipple, is on the lam. She's pretty. She looks like some sort of Instagram chick. She ran this woman over and killed her. She's a sick fuck. She's on the lam. She's on the run. Lock her up. Look her up. Look her up. Yep. And then lock her up. There it is. Oh, yeah. This one, a lot of requests also. And I have to be honest, we're only at January 9th. But I can't see this not being in the top 10. The way things are going, anything could happen because there's so many. I'm going to do as much as I can on this primetime podcast, but there's so many sick fucks that I'm not going to be able to get to that I wasn't even able to get to the other day because it's literally we're in a can't stop, won't stop, a sort of sick fuck of the week frenzy. This happened in Phoenix. In Phoenix, Arizona, many people sent this in. I can't give credit to one person. Of course, the sick fuck of the week, Whisperer, he was first on the scene. I think my guy Paul Wall, and then 10 people sent this to me. In Phoenix, Arizona, in a Hacienda, a healthcare, a place called Hacienda Healthcare, a woman who was in a vegetative state for 14 years. A woman that was in a vegetative state for 14 years. And I just want to say this. If there's any controversy ever about me, the Gringo Mandingo, being in a vegetative state for over, I don't know, a year, pull the fucking plug. Pull the fucking plug. Do not keep me in a vegetative state for 14 years, but let's not sidetrack here. The woman was in a vegetative state for over 14 years. Somehow, this is how strong the body is. This is the incredible nature of science and the human body. Somehow, some way, this woman in a vegetative state gave birth to a baby. You understanding what I'm saying? She gave birth to a baby. She was sexually assaulted, raped by some sick fuck. They don't know who the fuck did this. There's an investigation underway. Raped and gave birth to a baby in a vegetative state. They're going to catch this person. And this has to be the sickest fuck of 2019. Again, I don't like to play favorites with these sick fucks, but I don't see how someone is going to top this. You sexually violated a woman in a vegetative state, and then the woman, this is so far out there. If you do not believe me, because I know this is like so way out there, look it up. Look it up too. Just look up woman in vegetative state gives birth to a baby. Just look it up if you don't believe me. This is real shit. This is fact-checked shit. Again, when we fact-check at the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast, it is against all of our wills. We're not proud of fact-checking here. We're actually shamed. I'm ashamed of myself that whenever I fact-check, but we had to check this out because it's so nuts. The baby is alive and well with a mother in a vegetative state and a father who raped the mother. This is way out there. Dirty, dark shit, but it's true. Sick fuck of the year candidate. Lock him up. Speaking of a sick fuck of the year, the 2018 top 16 sick fuck of the year, the Preston, Idaho teacher who fed a puppy to a snapping turtle in front of his class. This is a science teacher. Was somehow, some way found not guilty. I don't know how this sick fuck was found not guilty in Preston, Idaho. This is a science teacher, Robert Crossland. He was put on trial, and because of the laws in this town, he was found not guilty. In the eyes of the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast, you're not just guilty. You will always go down in history. You will always go down in history as a top 16 sick fuck of 2018. So although the sick fucks in Preston, Idaho let you go, we will never forget you, animal, you. Florida, you knew if I was going to down the list, Florida was going to come out of my mouth. In Palm Beach, Florida, which has got to be one of the top three capitals of sick fucks in just the state of Florida alone. Deanna Seltzer, 28 years old, was charged with battery, a battery of a person over 65, two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. She became enraged and attacked and beat her parents, who refused to take her to Outback Steakhouse. It wasn't the steak. It wasn't the food at the Outback Steakhouse. We all know that Outback Steakhouse food just isn't that good. I like Outback Steakhouse if I'm on the road. It's a fun place. Simple. But you beat your parents. You beat both your parents. You sick animal. What were you on? That's the first question. What was this sick fuck on? Please tell me. Please tell me. Lock her up. I say 60 days in the hole. In the can. I'm not saying she needs to be in solitary. You beat your parents. 90 fucking days in jail, or you get 45 days in solitary. Oh, man. Finally, a 14-year-old. This came directly from the Sick Fuck of the Week Whisper in Pike County, Mississippi. Whew, this is terrible. A 14-year-old sick fuck has been arrested with the murder of her mom. The reason why she murdered her mom is because the mother took away her cell phone. A 14-year-old girl who looks like a regular 14-year-old girl. She killed her mom because she took away her fucking cell phone. You got to be careful out there, parents. I'll tell you why. Because these kids are addicted. to those cell phones. I'm addicted to those cell phones, okay? But I'm 48. I didn't grow up addicted my entire life. It's like a crack baby. They are giving these kids phones, iPads, their entire life. They know nothing else. What happens when you take the needle away from the heroin addict? They go crazy. This is a sad story. It is a real story. And the crazy thing is, it's not the first time we've brought up stories like this on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, award-winning Sick Fuck of the Week segment. Sad, but true. I'm done. Listen, premium, primetime, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Check out that Quasimodo record, The Unseen. You know where to find us. We'll be back Friday, banging brand new I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Plus, I got the Wheeze, my man Paulie Shore telling, yo, Paulie Shore needs to be considered right away for emergency induction into the Stickman Hall of Fame. Yo, my man, I asked him point blank, how many Playboy Playmates do you think you were with? My man said anywhere between 10 and 20 actual Playmates. He tells some crazy stories about his run on MTV as an MTV VJ, as his run, you know, killing it. He grew up at the Comedy Store. His mom, who just passed away, she formed the Comedy Store, owned the Comedy Store. He tells great stories about hanging around all the comedians. Richard Pryor, Red Fox, Andrew Dice Clay, Sam Kinison mentored him. Just great stories and emergency consideration for Pauly Shore to be inducted in the Stickman Hall of Fame. Yo, you know where to find me. I appreciate all the love and support. I appreciate all the input from all the fans, all the sick fucks, all the comments, all the criticism. I love it all. The more, the merrier. Miles Jordan, take us out of here with something real nice, something real proper, but most importantly, something real funky.